What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived. And really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy Video Lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition, 1 second. Door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Hello there, everybody. It's me, Garrett Kidney, the co-host of You've Got to Be Kidding Me on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
And I am Liam Jones, my full name, and I am also a part of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network as a co-host for You've Got to Be Kidding Me.
We are a TNA history podcast that covers TNA 1 month at a time. We cover all the drama, all the matches, all the Vince Russo nonsense you could ever want in your life.
Have you heard of TNA? I bet you have, but would it be funnier if two people made jokes over it the whole time? Probably.
So if that sounds like fun to you, check it out on this very Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network, and Liam will do bits and whatnot.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com, and now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. So that is going to be a quote that will get passed around a lot, is that AEW is not a real business. It's not about selling tickets and drawing money and making money. Now, he also had another quote, and one that I want to bring up here. He said, quote, "Guaranteed money almost kind of ruined pro wrestling. If you had to get paid off the house, things would be drastically different." Now, this is a quote that I want people to really chew on, because I cannot believe a modern wrestler is saying that. I get the old timers. I get that. But man, especially this guy saying guaranteed money almost kind of ruined pro wrestling. If you had to get paid off the house, things would be drastically different. And this is a man who raised a stink when he was in WWE, when they were unclear about the change in pay structure, when the company was moving away from pay-per-view to focus on the WWE Network and was asking everybody, well, what the fuck's going on? What's happening? Like, very, very, like, on record, asking people, what the fuck's going on? What's happening here? We don't know. How are we going to get paid? All that sort of stuff. Clearly a guy that was unhappy with the way that WWE was doing their pay structure. And for him to be like, ah, yeah, guaranteed money ruin, you know, pro wrestling, it seems a little weird. Also, I don't know how you can be a modern wrestler and say guaranteed money almost kind of ruin pro wrestling. Now, I know what he's doing here, and we're going to talk about it in a sec, but also, just want to point this out, too. This is a man that was constantly hurt during his run in AEW. Hurt very often. Hurt right now in his WWE run. Does he really want to be just paid off the houses? Because for a man of his age and his injury history, I think guaranteed money is probably the better way for him to go. So it's a very weird thing to say for a guy that was hurt a lot and was getting paid, even if he couldn't work, to say, I wish guys only got paid when they worked and what the houses were. Now, what he's trying to do here is dunk on the Bucks. He's dunking on the Young Bucks for not working with him and saying, ah, you know, well, if it was about making money and drawing money, then we would have went out there and we would have tore the house down and sold a bunch of tickets. And again, I don't disagree. I think The Elite versus CM Punk would have sold a shit ton of money and would have been a very big story. But again, when, you know, whatever happened at Brawl Out happened, I get why the Bucks would say, nah, fuck that guy. We're not doing anything with him anymore. Even if Punk wanted to do stuff with them, even if Punk did want to work with those guys, I think those guys are well in their rights to say, yeah, you know what? We could probably make a lot more money, but we're good. We're good. Because you know what? We're good because AEW transformed wrestling in a lot of ways. You can listen to this and get annoyed and, oh, you guys are you're Tony Khan dick riders. Oh, okay. I don't think any of you are paying. If you're still paying and you think that, great. There's no question that AEW transformed wrestling in a good way for the wrestlers. I'm sorry. It just did. You can hate AEW all you want. That's fine. I don't always love it. There's a lot of things I don't like about AEW, especially right now. But you cannot deny that it changed pro wrestling. It gave a viable, major money alternative in America that did not exist for decades. That's a pretty big deal. So all the wrestlers benefited. Us fans benefited. Everybody benefited by the creation of AEW and the creation of an actual player in the marketplace. And a lot of that, too, comes in very concrete guaranteed money, that more people are getting paid to professionally wrestle and more people are being paid well to professionally wrestle than they have in quite some time. That's good. I'm sorry. I think that's good. Punk may disagree. I think it's very good. Now, if you want to use that to say, oh, well, because of that, that's why the Bucks didn't want to work with me or whatever, that's fine. You could say that. And you're not wrong. If it was about selling tickets and drawing money and making money, there's a very good chance the Bucks would have said, ah, fuck it. Yeah. Let's go make some money here. But they didn't, because they didn't have to. And I think that's a positive, that wrestlers make enough money that they can kind of make decisions based off of what they actually want to do and what they actually feel that they, you know, are you know, motivated to do, and not necessarily what they do just simply to get money from the house and to make money and to pay their bills or whatever and say, ah, oh, fuck it, I'll swallow whatever I have to do. I'll swallow my pride just because I need to pay my bills. I kind of like the idea that these guys don't have to do that and they have the ability to say, ah, not that interested. I'll find stuff that's more fulfilling for me. I kind of think that's good.
Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.